Hey, it's 6:30. I'm going to call this meeting to order. It's the Town of Fulton Board of Selectmen Budget Workshop Number One, Tuesday, January 16th, 2023. First off, we're going to have our budgets from the Town Building Operations, Mr. John B.
How you guys doing? Might get right into it. Payroll is the negotiated raise. That's the lower by contract going down. Other payroll is our summer help. And since we reduced the amount of days the park is open, we were able to reduce that line item. Overtime pay and emergencies. Although the emergency went off, the holiday went down. So, and that's also due to the park not being open so late. And obviously the increases due to the negotiated raises. Professional education training, that's our two main ones is asbestos, O&M, and running the recycle center. And we were able to lower that by 250. The repairs and maintenance one, that's the one we've been struggling, not struggling, but trying to get a hold of the last couple of years when we changed over from supplies maintenance to repair services. A lot of it used to come out of my supply maintenance account, and what came out of services was just contract. So I'm still learning the numbers of that, but we were able to reduce a good portion of it, except for the building repair, where we have contractors come in to do stuff. That's about 250, I mean 2,500 that went up on that line item. Communications, we're under our new Frontier contract. It expired in October. I'm thinking this should cover it, but I'm a little worried about that. It's gone up. They charge us, it's called a Central Link, and that's the main charge they have on the phone bill. And for like Notch Road, it's normally $178 a month for the 8 or 9 lines that are in there. They went up to 320. So I'm guessing this is going to be the right number, but I'm that's the one I'm nervous about.
Can I ask a question?
Sure.
Is that for VoIP? We have voice over IP phones or?
No, we have a few. What that Central Link does is if someone calls on one number, it'll roll over to the next. If we have to transfer, say if something happened at Notch Road and we haven't had them come up here, it moves their number up here for us.
Okay.
Type of thing. So that's why that one went up to 4,800, and I'm a little worried about that one. Postage went up again. So
what do you do with postage?
That's the tax bills that go out.
We still mail a lot of stuff.
Yeah, tax bills are big ones. Registered voters sent out a lot of mailings, and then the bills that we pay each week. That's what comes out of those.
And postage keeps going up.
Materials or supplies, that's the one I'm juggling back and forth with the services. I'm trying to lower that one or the other one down. That's why that one came down to 2,800. Heating fuel, our natural gas representative says that the prices should be flat for next year for us. So the big decrease here is not having to heat 2/3 of Notch Road, which is a big savings. Electricity, this one here, I didn't change much, even though we've had a surplus the last couple of years. We've been locked into a 7 cents a kilowatt rate for our electricity. That expires in December of next year. So I didn't want to lower that any to just in case. I'm guessing we're going to be hit at around 12 cents.
Plus the annex is heated and cooled with electricity.
So that's another guesstimate.
Yeah, and then we're playing with less electricity on Notch Road too. This is You really have a balancing act on this one this year.
Yeah, because
until we get some history, it's going to be tough to hold it in.
Right. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, John, I have a question for you. With the electricity, is it can a town do like what resident private residences like I do, where I can like every few years I can shop for?
What we've been doing is we've been going. It's either Cloud or CCM has a reverse auction every. I think it's either a 3 or 4 year contract, and that's what we are under at the 7 cents a kilowatt. But our 4 years is up this the following December.
So they do the they do the looking around for you.
Yeah.
Individual towns don't do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. And well, they do it with all of their members. They do it as a purchasing council. Like we belong to members of both organizations. And CROG has a purchasing council in particular. And even if you don't want to be a member of CROG, you can actually become a member of their purchasing council. So their buying power is pretty significant.
I see. Okay.
When you say that, you know, because CROG represents 38 towns. Without even those that choose to participate in their purchasing council,
and so CCM's a little bigger,
right? And CCM's a little bigger. So that's a lot of leverage for these companies to give good prices.
And they did a reverse auction, right? You mentioned that, John.
Yeah. And it's worked out. I mean, 7 cents has been great for the last.
It's phenomenal.
Yeah.
So it's worked out in our favor. I know we're not going to get that dollar amount. I'm thinking closer to 12 cents. The way the market is right now.
It sells like 14 right now.
Wow.
Yeah. Medical expenses, that's the first aid supplies we buy for the lifeguards down at the lake and then what we use in town buildings. And that's pretty set. Uniforms and supplies, that's set by contract. It's $9 a week, I think, for the guys. And then equipment is our smaller equipment, like string trimmers and hedge shears and stuff in the, like a piece of equipment in the building breaks down. It's the small equipment that I take out of there. But both our equipment we use on the in the department and then in the buildings. And then professional dues. Those are, I belong to two different associations, and belonging to those, I get real good discounted rates on some of the training that I'm required to do.
Mm-hmm.
Some of that. So that's another reason why we were able to lower it up ahead.
And I will point out that John was an overachiever. I asked him to come in with a flat budget this year, and he actually reduced his budget by about $400.
Yeah, thanks.
You see the word on the bottom?
So great.
Yeah.
But I want to caveat that is those two, the phone and the electricity, I'm a little worried about.
So are we starting off with like the gold standard budget here, and from here on in everybody else's is going to be higher? We should have done it the other way around.
Everybody had the same marching orders to try to come in with a flat budget.
I have a feeling it's
not everybody's going to be able to achieve that.
Yeah.
But I think these two men have done a lot of work to try to help us. And they both had a little bit of money left on the table last year. So we're trying to tighten things up and get things, you know, as close to we can get and be comfortable with the budgets that we have. And these two men that are here to present their budgets for you tonight, really took their marching orders to heart and worked really hard on, you know, bringing those budgets forward.
So am I supposed to be looking for a motion to accept this?
This is a great opportunity. If you have questions for John, you guys have been asking great questions through his presentation, but that's why he's here, is to answer questions for you about his budget.
Don't be shy.
No, John's budget and Sean's budget, along with the administration budget, are the biggest pieces of the town proper budget. You know, if we get those three budgets in pretty close proximity to where they've been, it really sets a good tone for starting out our budget process on the town side.
Your budget looks like a budget as all our budgets do, unless there's a catastrophic issue.
Right.
But that, you can't plan for that.
Right.
So the repair and maintenance services versus repair and maintenance supplies.
Services is when I hire, it's all our normal contracts, like the copier maintenance, the vault maintenance and all that. Plus, if I have to hire a contractor to come in to fix something, whereas supplies is what normally what we do in-house and just the materials we use to fix the problem.
And mostly what you hire, John, is electrician work and HVAC work.
Yeah, over the top base. The minor HVAC stuff Wes is able to handle. It's the bigger dollar stuff that where we have to put in. Or if it's by code that we need to bring them to have a licensed person.
Amanda, yes.
So now where I'm seeing the Notch Road Municipal Center on here, is that the annex or is that like meeting room A and B and the senior center or?
Which line? I mean,
I'm just looking at your detailed budget where it's split out by location.
It's still going to be, it's all three. It's the senior center, the annex. If something happens to the building that's there until it comes down.
Okay.
We'll still need to have some power going into it for the fire alarm system, things like it's that Notch Road complex.
Okay, thank you.
I don't think, was it Adam? I think Adam forgot that the senior center was part of Notch Road Municipal Center when he kept asking about the electric bill last year.
Well, part of that, right, that's the little electricity through the air conditioning unit plus the boiler.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the AC unit has a backup.
It has a backup coil.
Yeah. So with those, it gives you the fresh air exchange. So that thing's running 365.
Yeah.
So you have fresh air in the building.
What does CEN stand for? Line maintenance, CEN line?
The fiber optic line that comes to here in the library, we have to pay a maintenance fee on it.
The C is Connecticut, the N is network, and I can't remember.
Education.
Education.
Thank you. When we brought Novus on board, did they do an assessment of like our tech and communications and like whether or not so we've done what we can do in terms of reducing or rebidding or whatever?
So they came in, the first project that we hired Novus for was to do an assessment of cybersecurity.
Okay,
and we actually had a second one done by the Connecticut National Guard, which was a requirement in order to make us eligible for potentially some future grant monies to help offset the costs of bolstering cybersecurity. And then we went on board with both the Board of Education and the town, went on board with Novus to begin some serious cybersecurity some upgrades.
Yeah.
Right. And then, you know, beyond that, we found that we were not satisfied with the services that we were getting from CREC. And Novus is both on the state bid list and has gone out to bid for services through the Capital Region Council Government Purchasing Services. So we went with them for our annual network services. Both the Board of Ed and the town. And we used to have a shared contract, but we actually have separate contracts now, which is clean.
Mm-hmm.
And they did look through our phone rates and that.
Okay.
And I've had that done several times over the years. Almost switched to Comcast 2 years ago, but it.
There's no good answer.
No, they're really. The only good thing about Comcast is when you call them, they come out. Frontier's slow, as we are learning with the portable, the modular. They're slow. But price wise, it really wasn't.
Say Frontier, they think they're still using the stagecoach.
Yeah.
Two cups and a string. It's everything here. It's very well.
I've done it a few times.
Yeah.
I would just one like very like if you put this explanation of the up or down in here in this explanation that Josh did, then we can save the rainforest.
I wouldn't want to do those.
I know they're that's a lot. I feel bad that you have to do a different page, but we can consolidate it and save trees and your time. But it's nice to see it
done for the deadline.
Yeah. I know. It's nice to see it and know what why it stuff went up and down and good that.
So, is there any other questions? Any more questions for John? Shall we move on to Sean?
Paulie's still awake.
Oh, I'm still awake. Yeah.
Okay. The payroll increased due to raises and longevity and aggregation of unions. The other payroll, I left the same $3,000. That's for snowplow drivers and other types of
emergency
vehicles coming. Full time, I left the same at 64. Professional education training. Here, I'd like to.
Just so you know, he had a flat budget, but I made him add this.
Yeah. This is to get two members, their CDL Class A driver's license. We have a truck and we have a CDL required trailer down at their building. And currently, right now, I believe there's three of us. They can use it. But there's times where either he's out, I'm out, somebody's out. It'd be nice to have a bigger opportunity or bigger, more people to be able to drive the truck and the trailer because there's two separate licenses. There's a license to drive the truck and there's a license to drive the truck with the trailer. And this would be an upgrade for those two individuals.
Sounds good.
Repair the maintenance services.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah.
This is going to sound really persnickety, but do we have a policy basically that says if we pay for certifications or education of some type for someone that they have to remain in our employment for a certain amount of time or they pay it back to us?
No.
We may want to consider such
a policy. Well, yeah, that would have to be negotiated in.
Oh, because they're union jobs.
Yeah. I mean, we.
So essentially, this is a $3,500 investment. And each employee and both of the employees that we're, you know, we'd like to be able to offer this to if this goes in the budget have been with the town for more than a few years.
I believe Chuck's been here for almost 20.
Okay.
And Brett's been here for 11.
That's helpful.
It's not like they were doing this to a brand new employee who then I think is going to, you know, take this opportunity.
Right.
And I think both of the gentleman who might be able to take advantage of this if it ends up in the budget. I think they're here for the long game.
Thank you.
And what is the trailer and what is moved on it?
Peter Beaver trailer is a 20-ton trailer. Currently we move the skid steer and perhaps we've purchased an excavator for bolt on and move both to their job to do catch basins cleaning. Yada yada, and it would be very nice to send two crew members out or three and not be
myself or another
individual. They could bring their own equipment.
Correct.
And then use it.
Correct. And get the job done, load it back up.
Right.
I believe the pavement box goes on there. Yep. When that gets pulled to a certain spot.
The backhoes.
Backhoes.
Yeah.
If it goes out for service.
If it goes out for service. Correct.
Ideally, we'd love to be able to offer this to both crewmen this year. It, you know, our thinking is if we can't afford it this year, we'd love to have at least one in there this year and one next year. But for the moment, we've put both in.
Repairs and maintenance services. This is our outside services, such as replacing front leaf springs, tires, rims, AC charging, outsource something we can't do in house. Tree trimming. That's left at the same. That's always been a pretty good number. John and I have a pretty good wrap on that.
Yeah. It's been working. Decent number the last couple of years.
Does your crew do that yourselves, or who hires Ask One's crew when I see Ask One around?
We do, the town does.
So who's, so is the, well, is this,
there,
this
yes,
well, is going to Ask One, that, or, yeah. Okay. And how much do you actually do?
We do the roadside trimming, which is much smaller diameter trees.
Oh, yeah, okay.
We don't have the ability to remove the trees from the top down. So we're limited to, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 inch trees.
Mm-hmm.
The strategy is to try to get Eversource to do it first.
Right.
Mm. If we can't get Eversource to do it, you know, then we look and make sure that it's something that, you know, needs to be done, but that it's actually on town property and not on private property. You know, John and Sean are often in here researching property lines because you'd be amazed how many phone calls we get.
Oh, yeah.
That says we have a town tree in front of our house, and instead, you know, it's going to fall on my car. Please come cut it. So we actually have to do that research to figure out whether or not it is, in fact, you know, a town responsibility. You know, and then, you know, the trees that we tend to do are things that are freestanding, like a dead tree at the cemetery. Yeah.
There's no targets involved.
Right.
So we can just drop it because we don't have to limit it up.
Our teams are not professional tree trimmers.
Yes.
Nor do we have the equipment to
But they did, for instance, they did all the tree clearing for the connectivity trail, you know, down here behind the library. That was an area that they felt that they could do, and that was done about this time last year.
So I noticed we just approved a 5,000 some odd transfer from the tree trimming budget to purchase that piece of equipment. So does that mean that there was more in last year's budget than you actually needed for the tree trimming?
It's hard to say.
Correct, because that's the budget we use if a hurricane comes in, or
ice storms.
Ice storms or something. Currently, in my budget, I have, I believe, enough for 2 to 2.5 weeks of aspirin to come in,
which should get us through our spring list, and then start up again in July. It all depends on the weather.
Yes.
That's the bad part. Mm-hmm. We lost an amazing amount of trees to lightning strikes this year.
Yes.
Yes.
An amazing amount. Mm-hmm. That we wouldn't really normally see.
Right.
Yeah. Poor Mr. Harney, beautiful oak.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
By the firehouse. It got hit by lightning.
A huge tree.
That was a giant tree.
Yep.
So it's we try to give us a little for something like that, but we see that we have 2 weeks worth of money left for we should be good.
And if you look back in the budget, you see that it was significantly higher because of all the dead trees from all the elms.
There's no
that we took against
the
MO ash borers.
Yeah. Right. So if you look back in 2022, 2023, it was $60,000.
And we used it all. And they're still coming down. I mean, most of them are on private properties, but that's with that issue taken care of. Now I think you're down to a more normal routine. Was it you that did the tree survey?
No.
This year, yeah.
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 So
that's
John,
we both did.
You, the two of them did.
We've been trying to survey together.
So you both go out and do a survey,
yeah.
So you have an idea of what's coming up, and then that's
we'll put a list together,
and they'll do that again this spring.
Yeah, once the buds start coming out.
we put our list of real bad, maybe, and if we have money left.
Okay.
Type of thing.
Yeah.
And then we still leave a little cushion if something happens.
And you go out and mark them for?
For aspen. We'll go out, we'll give them a list of trees. We'll give them a map with little dots all over it. And then on the road,
on the road.
A little circle, little dots by the
tree. We try to give them a week's worth of work at a time.
Mm.
Mm.
Because it's more efficient that way.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right. Trees. Okay, road sweeping. Yep. Sweeping up the debris, sand.
Parking lots.
We'll have to check that one and see what.
I believe.
Did you check to see how much we have in our NIP fund account?
I didn't. I talked to Jill and she rushed.
So the reason we were able to reduce this number last year because we had, I want to say, Amanda, maybe you remember. I think we had at the time we did the budget last year, $12,000 in the NIP fund account. And one of the qualified expenses for NIP funds is street cleaning.
Yep.
And so we actually reduced the budget here to use NIP funds to help offset the cost of street sweeping. So we should check with Jill and make sure that we're on track to cover our expenses with that $5,000 in the NIP funds.
Just as a note, that account, the road sweeping is missing from the explanations chart that Josh did. Only because I'm writing my notes down too.
Thank you. Sorry, Sean.
No, you're fine. Catch basin cleaning. Sucking debris out of all the catch basins.
Sounds fine.
What else could you call it? It's all the road salt, road sand that goes into the leaves.
Nip bottles, yes.
Twigs, junk.
And he'll have a crew in here for about a week. And they'll vacuum every catch basin.
Oh, they're subcontracted out?
Yes. That one is.
That would use, otherwise, that would be a big piece of expensive equipment that we'd have to own and maintain and not use more than a week or two a year.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense, though. Same with sweeping is contracted.
Again, just put out a PSA that says when you're walking, kick the stuff off. Well, that's what I do when I'm walking the dog. I'm like, oh, it's a mess, and I start kicking.
They kick it, and it goes in.
No,
that's the problem. That's what they have to suck out. Stuff down in the bottom,
and then you get 2 inches of rain in an hour, and stuff gets washed off the lawns and everything else, and it ends up in catch basins. Unfortunately, that's.
It's also designed to, you know,
to keep it from going
into the streams and preserve the water quality.
Right.
Wastewater removal. We have the tank down at the garage that collects all the water from the washing of the trucks and the bays. There's an oil separator in there, and we have to get that pumped out.
Depends, but
it's usually once a month, maybe every 6 weeks.
A little more so in the wintertime, because every time we come in from a storm, we'll wash the trucks off.
And there's a drain system that goes to a separator, and then the balance of the water goes into a holding tank, and that holding tank is then pumped periodically. And it's considered as a hazardous waste, we've met all the standards. We're probably better off than half the state garages where they're just pitching and it flows out.
Yeah, that's
fine. Shared services.
Hey, Sean, is the CDL training just a one-time fee or is it?
Yeah, so it's a one-time fee, yeah.
Thank you.
It's one and done. They go in there and they take the test. You're done.
Chief.
Repairs and maintenance supplies. That's repairs and maintenance that's done in-house. Oil changes and whatever our town mechanic needs or fixes, that's their account for that.
And that's for all the town vehicles.
All the town vehicles.
Including the off-road vehicles.
Correct. Not the fire trucks.
Yeah. No, we repair fire trucks, but the supplies for repairing the fire trucks come out of a fire department's budget.
Okay. Yeah.
We also can make, we also from time to time make repairs to school vehicles. But again, they pay for their own supplies.
Diesel fuel and gasoline, believe it or not, that number came down. We just did a contract and it was substantially lower, I believe, for the gasoline.
So are we locked in?
We are.
For the year.
I have.
Prices are going to go.
Especially what's happening in the Mideast.
Yeah,
exactly.
Two forty something a gallon for gasoline. We just locked in today.
But the bad thing is they're,
yes,
they're offsetted. The gasoline, not off, I shouldn't say offsetted. The gasoline one comes out, it starts in December. The diesel one starts in July. So that's, if we're locked in good with gas, bid for diesel doesn't come out for another in April, I believe.
So let's keep our fingers crossed.
Yeah.
So hopefully they
can come back down again.
But we did great on gasoline.
Nice.
And our supplier's saying that it's going to be
We just got it.
For the diesel, $3.25 a gallon.
No, $3.10.
Somewhere in that area. So it's a decent
price. That's a good price.
Yeah, yeah. It was substantially less than years
before. We haven't seen it that low in a long time.
Yeah.
Sand and salt.
Self-explanatory.
Yeah, okay.
About 500 tons of salt a year.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, last year must have been a light year, though.
Right, it was a light year. We're using last year's salt now.
Okay.
So
it does not deteriorate.
It does not. White salt, it'll be good.
Because we had an agreement with Andover, right, where we were storing
We didn't have to.
Oh. Okay.
We managed to stack the salt with the rafters in that building. I don't know how we did it, but we got, it was an extra 20 tons, I think.
The bad thing with salt is we have to lock into an amount of how much we're going to buy.
Right.
So even though it's a light year last year, that's why
we reached out to Andover, because we had to buy X number of tons.
And I think for this year, we're locked into purchase 500 tons.
And I hate buying product that we don't get, which is why that I worked it out with Andover to potentially buy the product and store the product at the Andover salt shed. But fortunately, we were able to. They didn't hold us to the letter with the contract. We were able to not purchase all 500 tons last year. We were shy by, I think, 40 tons. John would probably remember because he was doing it. But then, we have to buy 500 tons this year.
And the good news, bad news is we're using it this year.
Yeah.
And that's the bad thing about locking in the diesel. Is it, if we have a bad a mild, we had to buy diesel and not use in years past. It's not a huge expense normally. It's less than what's budgeted, but we go against his value of having to pay for something we're never going to use.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to keep the amounts we put in that we request. We got a pretty good historic of how much we use each year, and it's been pretty reliable. Once in a while, it was worse when we had it eating fuel, because that you couldn't. If it was a cold winter, you'd go through tons, tons next year, and you don't. And that's when we got hit. We're on those kind of years.
The diesel, you had the trucks out. You had the trucks out clearing leaves. I don't know how many times because of rainstorms, opposed to going out to sand. So you're
a lot.
Yeah, you just
That was easier. It was back when we had to buy heating fuel that we run into that, because it was all lumped together with the diesel, the heating fuel bids. So we haven't run into that since we went to gas.
So a big part of the diesel expense is related to weather events, running the trucks for a pond event.
Yes, right now, our trucks, right this second, all our trucks are all on the road.
Yeah, so.
I got a pickup truck.
You've got somebody in yours.
Yes, somebody is in mine right now.
And then the sand and the salt, is that like.
The sand we don't have to buy. We buy as we need.
Right, but the salt.
We stay out of it.
The salt, You said it's 500 tons a year.
I think that's
what's been the trend on that, like in the last 20 years? Has it been, is it,
it changed.
I know it goes up and down, yeah,
exactly,
every year, but
it ebbs and flows.
But like 20 years ago, were we buying 500 tons or more or less?
I saw some of the old,
yeah, I mean,
and that. I think it was right in that neighborhood. I want to say it was 350 or 500 tons.
Yeah. We haven't added or subtracted a lot of road.
Right.
So that number probably has not changed significantly in a long time.
But the weather.
Weather dictates.
The weather changes, right? But that's where the salt shed is our savior, because mm-hmm. we can store it in there. And, you know, just, I know this is not the capital committee, but something that we should be starting to talk about on the capital is a new salt shed.
Yeah.
That's going to have to be a planned expense somewhere down the road.
You guys mix your own salt and sand?
Yeah.
Yes, he does. Buy us a salt shed.
And, yeah.
We need to find a rich sugar daddy.
And if you have, and, you know, you have these winters we're having with more ice and snow, you'll use a hell of a lot more salt.
This is where right here, now, a nightmare.
You're just throwing
you put it down.
And you're plowing it off.
It's pretty much got plowed off.
Oh, don't we know it's all on the bottom of our car?
Unfortunately.
But this one you can wash off, unlike
the state highway. Oh, the liquid versus the.
This is just plain old road salt.
It just washes off.
Question unrelated to budgets. I'm just curious. When they sweep up the sand, is it recoverable and reusable?
It's
Is it like 10% of what they put down, or is it?
No.
You can't reuse it because it loses its sharpness.
It's not sharp.
So you don't get that grit anymore. We end up using it for fill.
Yeah.
And it's also mixed with sticks and leaves. And
yeah, and if you want to put it through a spreader.
Yeah.
No.
It's crap.
It's full of.
I was just curious.
Yes. Stuff.
It's fill.
You use it for fill.
Yeah, but mainly it loses its traction.
Right.
You don't pick up
near ground over,
but it roads that quickly, huh?
Just by you driving on it, takes all the sharpness
out of it,
and it breaks it down. So it literally driving on it.
We should get quartz sand.
Diamonds.
We can grow them in labs now, so we have a lot of paper.
There we go.
The bolted
diamonds. We're 500 tons of diamonds.
Oh, God.
We're all on sand.
Uniforms?
Same as ours.
Same as John. That's where we can get chainsaws, weed whackers, weed blowers, compactor.
Basically, disposable equipment that you're going to get 5 years tops out of.
Road repairs.
What's on the list this year?
The big road I believe is going to get done is going to be the Brandon Street.
Mm-hmm.
From the high school?
From the high school. Down. It's in pretty rough.
Leads down. So.
Not towards Bolton Center, but the other way.
Okay. From Loomis to.
Loomis to school.
From the school.
Yes.
The steep hills and all that. Well, that's
okay. Yeah. That he milled and he ground and regraded. The first half.
Right. That's all been done. Yeah.
It's
the other
second half.
No. That also comes out my process riprap. Any type of material that I need to load comes out of that pipe.
Signs.
Catch basin resetting.
Catch basins.
And then Town Aid Road covers.
Town Aid Road augments that, right?
Yeah.
Which is state money.
Yeah. Catch basin.
And that's a pretty significant number. Without that, there's no way
they can maintain
the pavement. I don't believe there's any, but we're going to do one. We're going to do some drainage improvements. Because there's some washouts that we filled in this year. So we're going to go through it. Literally, we're going to tree trim it, do all the drainage, and then mill it and probably pave it.
Cider Mill Estate, right? Cider Mill Estate or Cider Mill Us?
So the first piece of it is town, but then when you get to the stop sign, That's a state road. The state redid that maybe 4 years ago. So Lake Street is state.
Oh, but Cider Mill's rough.
Cider Mill is ours.
Like really rough right now.
I'm pretty sure Cider Mill's ours, right? It's just Lake Street that's owned by the state.
Mm-mm. No, it's all state.
That's all state.
Oh, all right.
Problem is, it's two different districts.
It
splits. It splits right at the Vernon town line.
Okay.
One is, I don't know who's who
District
did.
Five or four.
Yeah, that so one's been done. Ours has not.
Yeah,
been
right.
Crap.
Yeah, yeah.
that's 85. That's state.
Okay.
Well, a piece of what was done is in Bolton, because that's what they did is actually Bolton, Vernon, and Manchester. It's actually all three towns.
Yeah.
It's just such a dangerous curvy road, and the fact that the road is in disrepair just makes it even more concerning when you drive on it. But not ours.
Which is good and bad, right? It's good that we don't have to pay for it, but bad that we don't have control.
Right, exactly.
Oh yeah, that we used to have it. The state took it over. I mean, just decades ago. Okay.
And then dues and fees.
Now, shared services, I don't think, I mean, it's a very, very small dollar value, but what is that?
Did they say on his cheat sheet?
It said duty shared services shared with other towns.
Yeah. Oh, I know what that is. That, we can probably take that out. That,
when we had the use of the real time.
That's of another quick piece of equipment.
That is a mini excavator that was bought by a grant for the town of Coventry, the town of Bolton.
It was four towns, I think. Right?
Yes.
When they did the rail trail over.
Okay.
And part of the agreement was the towns had to take care of it for X amount of years.
Right.
Towns got together, bought a real tiny toy of an excavator, a mower, and something else.
Yeah.
Cute.
And Coventry houses it and uses for everything under the sun and beats the daylights out of it.
And never fixes it.
We don't get to use it, so Jim refused to pay them this year.
Good.
Yeah, it's.
I support that.
They send me the bill and I refuse to pay.
Makes
sense. I don't think we've used any of that.
Yes, that's what it's for.
Now. I don't think we've used it.
No.
I want to say.
So we can. Oh, at least 5 years, yeah.
We can take that $300 out.
That's a large.
Good. An extra 7,000 down to 6,700.
Yeah, good job, Sean. You just saved yourself $300.
Any other questions for Sean?
Thank you, guys. I know this was tough for you to come tonight, but we really appreciate it.
Yeah.
You were able to answer questions that I couldn't answer.
Thank you, Jens.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Really appreciate you guys.
Did your guys have a
month to eat?
Yes, I made sure they had
their. Oh, okay, I was going to say.
Do you know
how some sandwiches?
I think we're going to wrap up here shortly. Yes. Probably
20-30
minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do we have a town org chart?
No.
No. I see an intern.
So I know I started the meeting. Do we want to adjourn one?
We should. Yeah.
We should. Yep.
Do we?
You want to make the motion?
What's our next meeting?
It's next Tuesday.
No, I mean, what are we doing?
With budgets
are we done with the agenda? Do we have another?
You have completed your agenda for now.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you said we were going to be 20 or 30 minutes more. No?
By the time I get wrapped up, and
I was just wondering,
you guys pick up all of your stuff.
Oh, yeah.
That's all I was worried about.
Yeah, we had another half hour.
Oh, no.
Your meeting is over, but by the time I get out of here, it's going to be 20
minutes. I doesn't care.
So I'll introduce my motion to adjourn.
Second.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Meeting is adjourned.
Thank you,
Linda.
It's bottom right and
Well, if we talk about two departments at a time, it's not bad.